Here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7. Wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed. Then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Pets Cooler right now all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That's right. That sound means it's time to talk to Julio Diaz. I can't even remember the movie critics back in the day.
Roger and Ebert
and Siskel. Right. Anyway, he's got my, Julio. You have my favorite intro, by the way, of anybody that Andrew has on the show. I love it. I love it. How's everything going, man?
I had Paul Simon write that especially for me.
It makes sense. You seem like somebody that would play down by the schoolyard. That's what I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
So tell me a little bit about what's happening.
How are you, Craig?
I'm doing well. Yeah, great. Any surprises for you on the Oscar nods?
Not a lot, but a couple. I think the big one is Chase Infinity not being nominated for Best Actress for One Battle After Another. She's kind of the centerpiece of that movie, and really the only major actor in the film that didn't get nominated. That was kind of a big surprise. A lot of people talking about being surprised that Wicked for Good didn't quite make it. He didn't get any nominations actually after the first film got 10. But I think a lot of people, not everybody, because a lot of people really loved it, but a lot of people did feel like it was kind of a letdown after the first one, and it just didn't have the buzz that the first one had. So wasn't quite as surprised by that, but some people were.
Yeah, it's I will say, if I had to watch any of the nominated movies, because I don't think I've watched a single one of the ones that have been nominated for Best Picture, which is not uncommon. I think sometimes I look at the Academy Awards and I'm going, okay, that hasn't. I haven't seen that. Because sometimes they're kind of art pictures, but of course, Sinners was a huge box office success.
And Craig, I mean, I'll tell you, we watched a few movies together over the years.
We have.
You would enjoy Sinners. You need to make some time to see that.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max. Take some time to check that out. It's worth watching.
Yeah, and there's a couple of them out there that I was like, this list actually seems like some good stuff. So if you're locked in the up north, in the frigid north, you've got a couple of options for Oscar nominees, but if you're not locked in and you can go to a movie theater, what is coming out this week?
Well, it might still not be the worst idea to just stay at home and watch some of the Oscar nominees that have already made it to streaming. It's kind of always, this time of year is usually, they call it a dumping ground. They put out a lot of stuff that is just, we got to get this out somewhere. And or you get stuff that was supposed to be in the Oscar race, didn't quite make it. Or sometimes you get things that are expanding that are in the Oscar race that just haven't played here yet. I think there's still one or two of the Best Picture nominees, if I'm remembering correctly, that haven't actually played in Pensacola yet. And they're not coming here yet this week, but they should within the next couple of weeks. So we have a couple of national releases this week that nobody's super enthusiastic about. There's a film called Mercy. It's a sci-fi film starring Chris Pratt. He plays a detective who's accused of murdering his wife, and he has to defend himself to an AI judge who he had previously been kind of a cheerleader for. So timely, but but yeah, not certainly. Very well done, apparently.
Oh, really?
28% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No! Yeah. I actually saw the previews for that. I was pretty excited for it. Doggone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, not well executed, apparently. And then we have Return to Silent Hill. So this is going back to the video game franchise that they've made several movies of, none of which have been apparently very good. And this one appears to be no exception, running at 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Kind of a shame because we're in this renaissance of video game properties being adapted to really high quality TV and movies.
Yes.
This one is not one of those, apparently.
Yeah. Fallout series has been incredible. On Amazon Prime. I have been, as a someone who's played those games, very well done, I believe, amongst some of the other ones.
No spoilers, because I adored season one, but I've been so busy with Pensacon, I haven't gotten to watch a single frame of season two yet.
Yeah, well, and that's the next thing we got to talk about when we get back from Traffic on the Fives and a break, is Pensacon's coming up and some of the cool stuff that's happening with that. But let's get to Traffic on the Fives.
There is a vehicle crash, Pine Forest Road at Wild Lake Boulevard. They're saying the roadway is open there. Also, a vehicle crash, Gulf Breeze Parkway at Oriole Beach Road. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
And trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
You know, for 55 years now, Peden has been helping people solve all kinds of problems to the complicated mechanical or semi-mechanical systems that are inside of their home. You know, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, the stuff that's just kind of difficult and it really takes an expert to repair. For more than 55 years, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, Fort Walton, Destin, Gulf Breeze, Jay, Pensacola, and everywhere in between. In fact, just last year they expanded all the way to Mobile, so across the state lines. And one of the things they do is they'll show up on time. They'll be professional. They'll install high-quality products the right way the first time. And they will stand by that installation 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Now, it is warm, and it is getting warmer. And for this month, the deal is very simple. If you'd like to get a new air conditioning system because you're concerned about the real heat that's coming, $1,000 off any new air conditioning system right now. And special financing does apply. There are some restrictions, so you might want to ask about that. But get $1,000 off a new AC system right now with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2. On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We are back with Julio Diaz with the Pensacola Movie Club and also with Pensacon. We were talking, you just mentioned that, that you've been so busy with Pensacon because it is, man, I mean, it is right around the corner.
Literally, we open doors 4 weeks from today. So, yes.
Yeah.
Very much right around the corner.
And your lineup is, I will say this, I tell people all the time, Pensacon, especially when it comes to understanding what goes on at the Bay Center and some of the needs that are you know, needed in the upcoming plans, Pensacon is one of those things, if you just have to see it to believe it. You got to see how immersive it is in terms of how much you guys use of that space. And then of course in the downtown area. It's such a cool experience. If you've never, you might not have to be a comic person. You don't have to be a Connie or whatever they call it. I don't know. You don't have to be that kind of person to go to this and experience and just enjoy the heck out of it. So,
That's something we try to stress every year, Craig, to be completely honest, you know, I think people get it in their heads. They see, you know, they see some of the coverage, and, you know, not that we don't appreciate all the coverage that's done at the convention, of course we do, but, you know, cameras are going to point at what's flashy. So they're going to see, you know, the people in the costumes and things like that. And, you know, you don't have to put on a costume to come to Pensacon. More than half the people that come to Pensacon come in jeans and t-shirt, and that is perfectly fine. You don't have to be an uber fan of really anything to find something that you'll enjoy, and it's not necessarily all science fiction and comic books and things like that. I mean, just as a great example for this year, you know, some of our big guests include Sarah Gilbert and Lacey Goranson from The Conners and Roseanne.
Right.
You know, I don't think either one of them have ever done any kind of science fiction or fantasy or horror, maybe one or two somewhere down the line, but certainly not what they're known for or anything like that. But, you know, we're just as excited to bring them as we are, you know, the people from Terrifier or Stranger Things or Smallville, and we have all those folks too. But there really is something for everybody. If you enjoy movies, TV, you know, media, entertainment, you're going to find something that you're going to like.
Yeah, and what's neat about it is, you, like, I know some people, they're like, oh, I'm not going to go and pay to get an autograph, or I'm not going to go and do this or do that. But number one, it's very affordable just to go to Pensacon, just to be in the building. It's incredibly affordable for an event of its size. And then two, you don't have to get into, sometimes just being in the room with the person is just cool. I've gone in and kind of walked around and contemplated. There have definitely been people that I've contemplated, like, ooh, I grew up watching that guy. I grew up, I think you at one point in time had the voice of Skeletor. I can't remember his name now.
Alan Oppenheimer.
Alan Oppenheimer. I was debating. I really wanted Skeletor to be my ringtone. Like, I wanted either my ringtone or my cell. I don't even think we can do that anymore now that we do the voice where they do the message. But I was thinking that now about Phineas and Ferb, because you're having the voices of Phineas and Ferb there this year.
Yeah, we sure are. David Arrigo and Vincent Martello are very excited to have them. Yeah. You know, Craig, the thing I would point out to anybody that is concerned about that is, of course, it does cost to get into the building. I don't want to lie to you about that. Obviously, we sell tickets to the event. But once you get in, you're not required to purchase autographs or anything like that.
Right.
If you just want to go up and say hello to someone and shake their hand and tell them how much you like their work, there's no cost for that. As long as they don't have a huge line of people that are waiting to pay for an autograph, you know, you can walk right up and just say hello and have a little conversation. We also have pretty much every guest does panels over at the Right Place campus. So you can go over there and sit in a room and listen to them talk about their work for 45 minutes or so. And, you know, they take questions from the audience, so you might be able to ask them a question from the audience as well. So there are definitely opportunities to have that interaction in that moment without spending the money on an autograph.
Yeah, and that's what's neat about it is it's just fun. It's so much fun to go and to be in that room and to see those guys and to hear their voices and to be, you know, kind of surrounded in it. And like you said, it does cost to get into the event. It's not incredibly expensive to do that, but it once you get in there, there's so much to do. And you guys continually are announcing guests. Will Wheaton now is coming, which for those, I know Will Wheaton from Big Bang Theory, but I am 100% a Star Trek The Next Generation Will Wheaton guy. That's like my Will Wheaton. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, he's got such a long and varied career, having, you know, started as a kid, and, you know, I think people probably first really stood up and noticed him in Stand By Me, just a great film by the late Rob Reiner. Really, you know, wonderful coming of age story based on a story written by Stephen King. A lot of people may not realize that, actually. But, you know, continues to have a great career, just, you know, not just acting, but he's done a lot of hosting things. He hosted The Ready Room, which is the Star Trek fan show that is produced by Paramount that covers everything Star Trek. He hosted a tabletop gaming series called Tabletop. He's also done a lot of like audiobook narration. So if you've listened to like the audiobook of Ready Player One, Ready Player Two, that's read by Will Wheaton, and it's one of the most acclaimed audiobooks there is. People just really love his rendition of that book. So, you know, he's got such a multifaceted career, along with being a mental health advocate and a blogger and author himself. So I think he's going to be fascinated. It's certainly one of the guests a lot of people are very excited to meet, and I'm one of them. I've never met him either, so I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, and it's great because these guys will come and they'll go out to eat around here, and they'll do they'll be in the Pensacola community. So it's just really cool to see them just kind of, I guess being like us or so to speak, and hanging out and becoming a part. And some of these guys that come, don't they end up loving Pensacola and coming back just for fun, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think in general, you'd be surprised at how many people vacation in Pensacola, not just people that were exposed to it from Pensacon, but if you know people in the hospitality industry, they're very good about not saying anything until they're gone, to let the people just, kind of fly under the radar and enjoy themselves while they're here. But, if you talk to folks that work at the hotels or, some of the restaurants, things like that, who was here last week? Right. John Travolta was here last week. Rihanna was here last week. And these are things I've actually heard from people. These are not names I'm just pulling out of the hat. So, we're kind of a under the radar vacation hotspot that people don't really know about.
That is really, really cool. Well, certainly, I'm going to tell everybody, hold on, let me get traffic on the five. I don't want to get too late on that.
Still working that vehicle crash, Pine Forest Road at Wild Lake Boulevard. They're saying the roadway is open there. Also, a vehicle crash, Gulf Breeze Parkway at Oriole Beach Road. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
So, Julio, how do people go about getting their tickets for Pensacon? What's the best way to do it?
Well, you can hit Pensacon.com. You can get your passes there. Also, if you are interested in getting a photo op with your favorite celebrity, those are all available for pre-sale on the website, so you know that you've got that secured already. You don't have to worry about it once you're at the con. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where we do all of our updates, so all the latest is up there. And we look forward to seeing everybody in downtown Pensacola. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there any? So, are there sometimes? I think cons can hold back and bring like one. There's one more special guest that's coming. Is that kind of?
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. I will be honest with you. I don't have anybody sitting in my back pocket right now. We do still have some guests to announce, but it's typically authors and artists. But the way it works is, frankly, we just recently announced Tom Welling and Erica Durance from Smallville.
Right.
And that came together very quickly. That we announced that within days of being approached about them. So
yeah.
Things like that can happen, but I'm not making, I don't want to make any promises one way or the other, but it absolutely could happen.
Yeah. So follow them on Facebook, on Instagram, keep up with it because it's a huge, just a concept to now a major economic powerhouse in our community, Pensacon, man. What a ride. Congratulations on all that success there.
Well, thank you, Craig. I appreciate that. And we really just appreciate the support of the entire community, the city, the county, and especially the folks at the Bay Center. They just do an amazing job with making that facility work for us. And I can never say enough good things about Michael Capps and his team. I know they're going before the county commission this morning to present the plans for the renovation and expansion. And we just love working with those folks. They really do more for this community than people realize.
Absolutely. Very, very, very true. Unsung heroes for certain out there. Julio Diaz, and your show tomorrow, I'm blanking. Give me this.
Let's Go Pensacola.
Thank
We're
you.
On at 4 p.m. tomorrow, and we will probably talk a lot more about the Oscar nominations on the show tomorrow.
Well, check that out. So glad to talk with you, my friend. Continue the great work, and we'll see you at the movies.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
All right. Well, in just a few minutes, we'll have the wrap. We'll bring in a couple of folks, like I said, from Leadership Pensacola, guys that I've met through that program. So much good stuff in Pensacola to talk about. So many good things that are going on in our community. Guys, I want to encourage you to be a part of it. Don't just be an observer, be a part of it. Find somewhere to get involved, some way to get plugged in. If you have a passion for something, for serving, there is somewhere you can do that. If it's through your local church, I encourage you get plugged in to your local church and serve the community through that. Maybe you're passionate about the military. You want to join the Navy League, or you want to join us with Pensacola Navy Days. There are education. There's the Escambia County School Foundation. There's so many different organizations trying to make a difference here. And we want you to be a part of that in this community, because when we all pitch in, we can make this place a better place, and we can do it together. And that's what, that's one of the things I've learned in Leadership Pensacola and in just being a citizen here in the community. So, like I said, we're going to come back here in just a few minutes. Thank you for letting me be with you. Thank you for putting up with me. I know whenever I know the temptation when you don't hear Andrew's voice to go, well, I'll just find something else to listen to. Maybe Glenn Beck's on or something, right? But you know what? I just appreciate you being here and experience this together. We're going to come back with a wrap, and that will be a wrap. See you in a bit.
Therese Crowley, the main ingredient in place for a massive weekend winter storm across 40 states. Frigid temperatures, negative 32 wind chill in Chicago, mixing in with moisture sweeping east from Oklahoma and Dallas. And that's why National Weather Service Director Ken Graham calls it dangerous.
The big thing is listen to local officials. If schools are closed, you know, stay home, stay put, because it's not just the snow. In some places, it's the snow and it'll be sleet and ice. We're going to have large areas of sleet with making travel absolutely hazardous.
Anti-ICE protesters calling for a day of action in Minnesota, despite Vice President J.D. Vance offering.
Working with state and local officials, we can make the worst moments of chaos much less common, and all they've got to do is meet us halfway.
President Trump withdraws his Board of Peace invitation to Canada. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 56 degrees with cloudy skies here across the area. Our full forecast is up in just a few minutes with Brooke Richardson from Channel 3. First, we'll take a look at our headlines today. The Pensacola State College Board of Trustees voting 4-4 against extending President Ed Meadows' contract and giving him a raise and bonus. The board also rejecting a $25,000 pay raise and $50,000 performance bonus. Meadows had been president, has been president at PSC since 2008. His contract runs through June of 2027. The three trustees newly appointed by Governor DeSantis voted against the measure, along with Zach Smith, who raised concerns about Meadows' performance. The measure was recommended by the board's compensation committee. The issue could be discussed at a future meeting. And starting next month, the college will be live streaming their board meetings for the first time. Well, the search is on for families of Marines that may not know their loved ones made history. Private Thomas Martin was posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal in Pensacola yesterday for his service as one of the first African-Americans in the Marine Corps. National Montford Point Marine Association President Ronald Johnson says many veterans never shared their stories.
But when they went home, because of the conditions and things during that time, they didn't talk about it with their families. And so now we're going and putting a big push for those family members. If they remember, if they know that their father, their grandfather, their uncle went to the Marine Corps during that time period, for them to give us a call.
About 20,000 Marines trained at Montford Point between 1942 and 1949, and so far only 4,000 have been found and recognized. Families can learn more at montfordpointmarines.org. A Pensacola man is facing charges after a woman died of a drug overdose. Keoki Mantel Simmons was arrested recently for homicide after Mary Sullivan died. This was on Thanksgiving, of a fentanyl overdose. PPD says Simmons sold her the drugs. He's now being held without bond. Officers say anybody that brings dangerous narcotics into the community and causes harm to families and loved ones will be aggressively pursued and will be held accountable. Well, a Pensacola family wants answers after a hit and run left a 17-year-old badly hurt. Jamarion Vander was riding an electric longboard on Burgess Avenue near West Florida High School when he was hit by an SUV. He said the driver and the passenger stopped and got out briefly, but never checked on him, then took off.
I don't want no type of bad harm to come to the person, no type of hatred or anything, but to at least take accountability for what they did.
Vander suffered a fractured leg and some facial injuries. FHP says they are investigating the crash, but the family says they haven't received any updates in several weeks now. Well, as Congress debates the future of health care funding, Senator Rick Scott making it clear where he stands with President Trump, not Obamacare. Scott said he supports the president's plan to shift health care money directly to consumers and away from insurance-driven systems, and he is opposing any effort to restore Obamacare subsidies.
All that happened was we were subsidizing rich people's health care. So if you look at it, it just went back to the original Obamacare.
Scott says those subsidies were never meant to become permanent and says they've been used to fund coverage for higher income Americans instead of lowering overall health care costs. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ and get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. There is a hit-and-run crash I-10 eastbound right at mile marker 17. That is right near Scenic Highway. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway. They're saying the roadway is clear there. And then finally, a vehicle crash Gulf Breeze Parkway at Oriole Beach Road. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much, PJ. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some showers today, 40% chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies, high near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. For Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 67. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 64. For your Sunday, 90% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high near 68, and temperatures dropping Sunday night to 29 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much. And right now, 55 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. Your money now this hour. Looking at our opening markets on Wall Street. The Dow down about a half percent this morning at 49,111.15. S&P down about 0.2%, 6,914. The NASDAQ is down 0.1%, 23,408.887. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it is down just slightly, 4.25%. Gold prices up $29.50 at $49.42.90. Silver is up $3.51 at $99.88. And Bitcoin down just over $500 this morning at $88,973.99. Well, businesses are closing. Minnesotans are staying home in protest of ICE today. The ICE out statewide shutdown happening in Minnesota today, intended to show support for immigrant workers, customers, and neighbors who've been the target of federal agents. China and the United States have reached a deal to allow TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. According to multiple reports, TikTok parent company ByteDance is now divested from its U.S. operations, handing a majority stake to a venture run by non-Chinese investors. Those include tech company Oracle, the United Arab Emirates investment firm MGX, and private equity fund Silver Lake. This comes ahead of a shutdown deadline originally set by former President Biden, extended by the Trump administration. And President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan and Chase Company and its CEO, Jamie Dimon. The lawsuit stems from accounts belonging to Trump and related to entities that were closed in early 2021 for alleged political reasons. The closures come on the heels of the January 6th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. J.P. Morgan denied it closed the accounts for political reasons. Another indication that Las Vegas is struggling, wedding numbers are down there in Clark County, Nevada. They've had about 1,000 fewer weddings in 2025 compared to 2024. It's 8:39, our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody jump, 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 jump.
I said a hip, hop, the hip, the hip, the hip, 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 hop, you don't stop.
Rap, 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 rap it up.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle it up.
Okay, you know what, wrap up the circle thing, come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Wrap it up.
It is that time of the week. It is the wrap here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Even though Andrew is here, we are going to continue this tradition. I could not do the Transgressors Memorial Service because I don't know there's anyone in the world that could do that other than Andrew. That was certainly missed. Well, I have the pleasure of having a couple of amazing guests into the studio with me today. One of whom I met, actually both of whom I met through Leadership Pensacola. One was in class with me, the class of 2023, the most class ever. And his name is Randall Richardson over with Legal Services of North Florida, a criminal defense attorney there. We know him as the legend in the class of 2023. Randall, good to see you today, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Craig.
Of course. And this year's class, we have Gary Holloway, University of West Florida Development and Community Engagement Director. Is it director? Is that what they call it?
Officer.
Officer. Yeah. There you go. And he's in this year's class at Leadership Pensacola. Glad to have you on, Gary.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little about each of yourselves, if you will. We'll start, Randall. Tell us a little bit about you, and then Gary, about yourself as well.
Well, Craig, I've been here 4 years, moved here from Jacksonville with my wife, Jenny, who is a partner over at Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon, and my little daughter. Like you said, I was in Leadership Pensacola with you. It was actually pretty life-changing, to be honest with you. Got to meet a lot of great friends, but now I work for Legal Services in North Florida, helping out with evictions.
Yeah, and we're also members of the Downtown Rotary together. So we
that
get to see each other
too.
Every Tuesday. And Randall is slowly trying to get every one of our classmates to join, which is awesome. Glad to see all of them again. Gary, what about yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a Pensacola native, born and raised, so excited to talk about all the local stuff here with you this morning. I'm a development officer at the University of West Florida, which means I work with donors who are interested in setting up scholarships, endowments, in their areas of interest to help some of our students on campus that may not be able to reach their degree goals actually fulfill that dream. So it's a pretty awesome opportunity to be able to interact and see these kids get the future they need.
I would love to have an endowment one day. I would love to be like, you get the Heisman Award or whatever. I don't know. That'd be cool. I don't know that it's ever going to happen because I don't have endowment money, but you know.
But we can name it. Let's talk.
Right. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So before we get started into the news, because I do want to get to that, Gary is with the current leadership class of 2026, and every leadership class has a class project that they have to do as a part of Leadership Pensacola. For those of you who don't know what Leadership Pensacola is, it's a program of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and it is a program where you learn all about how the city is run and the county is run. I mean, you learn literally everything, and you also go to Tallahassee, and you've got tourism and development. You've got education day. You've got media day, and you get to learn the ins and outs over a course of a year. And one of the things you have to do is a class project. And so, Gary, tell us a little bit about your project and what you guys are doing and what y'all need.
Thanks, Craig. This year's project is helping Gulf Coast Kids House. We're in a partnership project with Impact 100, and we're building a healing therapy garden at the Kids House. If you're not familiar with Kids House, it's on 12th Avenue. They work with kids that have been traumatized by abuse and neglect. They see about 4,000 children a year. They come in for therapy services, physical exams, But it's a safe place where kids can come in. If you've been there before, you know the setup. There's a lot of stuffed animals, a fish aquarium. They try to make it as easy as possible on these kids that are coming in. And so what we're doing is a therapy garden that's going to be next door to kids' house that it's going to have some sensory aspects to it. It'll be a place where kids can go out. There are going to be statues, some water features, like some ponds, fountains, that sort of stuff. So it's going to be a really neat project for these kids to maybe get out of that sterile environment and do some counseling, talk to some people outdoors in this really safe environment. So really neat project.
Yeah. So if you're interested in helping out with that and donations, how do you do that?
Absolutely. So the project for Leadership Pensacola is through the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So if you will visit PensacolaChamber.com, you can scroll down. There's a link that says click here for the LEAP class project donation. So if you want to go there and visit, they will have different tiers that you can do. I think it starts out at $10. So you can go $10, $50, all the way up to as much as you have to give for these kids in need. So we really appreciate it from the class of 2026.
Awesome. Well, let's get to PJ with traffic on the fives.
Still working that hit-and-run crash, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 17. That's near Scenic Highway. Just use caution through that area. Then scrolling over to Pace, we have US 90 at Pace Lane. There's also a vehicle crash there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
All right, so let's talk NFL. Super Bowl, it's coming up. Patriots, Broncos, Rams, Seahawks. Who you got? Who is the Super Bowl? Who is it?
I'll let you go first.
Well, I got to tell you that I don't have a vested interest in any of these teams being right. A Saints fan.
Okay, well, okay.
It obviously was not our year, but things are looking good. We closed the season out strong. You know, I almost hate, after you watch the Patriots have so much success, you almost hate for them to be back. I think I'm going to have to ride with the Broncos on this one just because the situation, starting quarterback going out, they got a backup in.
Yeah.
So it would be a nice Cinderella story for that to happen.
Okay. All right. Randall, what about you?
I'm going to have to disagree there. You know, I will agree winners have to play hurt, and Denver's going to have to come up with something here. But, you know, to me, actually, I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar fan coming from Jacksonville.
Right.
We, of course, got our hopes dashed again after a 12-4 season where we thought we were actually going to do something. But, no, I think the New England's defense, and I think New England's story, especially with this quarterback, is actually a better story than when they won the last, five or six championships.
Right, right. That's true.
And yeah. So I would just have to say, you know, like I said, winners play hurt, so they're going to have to come – Sean Payton's going to have to come out with a way for Jarrett Stidham to actually do something.
Well, and that's what Stephen A. Smith, I think, was talking about. It says if you get beat – if the Patriots get beat by a quarterback who hasn't seen play in, 3 years, I think it's been, he's not snapped a ball in 3 years. It's like, you deserve to lose that. You deserve that loss. That is 100% on you. But I will say, as an Auburn fan, Bo Nix, Jared Stidham, I'm hoping Broncos, because we didn't win nothing this year. It gives me a little hope for that. But we'll see.
And I guess on the NFC side, you got the Rams and the Seahawks, West Coast teams. I guess I'm a Georgia Bulldog, so I have to say go Dogs and have to go ride it with Matt Stafford and the Rams.
There you go. Okay. See, that's it. That's how I think most guys in this area do football. It's like, who'd you play for in college? If you played for my team in college, I got you. I'll go that direction. If not, then who cares? You know, who cares? So lots of stuff happening in Pensacola. Let's talk through a couple of things. Have you guys been down to Palafox at all?
Yeah. If you can get in, yeah.
Yeah, what are you thinking about that down there?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously having to do a lot of business. We do a lot of meetings, coffees, and stuff like that downtown. So, and all of your stuff is on Palafox. So you'd be surprised. People are trying, you know, you talk to people and they're like, hey, all the stuff's on Palafox. Let's maybe grab something somewhere else. But to kind of help the city and those businesses down there, you have to be like, no, it's everything's still accessible. You know, you may be a little different to park, but with parking being free down there too. So, you know, at that helps as a little bonus. But yeah, being able to visit all these businesses while that's going on, I think it's going to be crucial over these next 6 months.
Now, is Legal Services of North, is their offices located downtown?
No, it's on Palafox, but it's farther down, past the EDS school and all that stuff near the Coca-Cola plant.
Okay.
So we're not really affected. Yeah, and I've heard pluses and minuses about it. I mean, you've heard negative reviews about it, and you've heard positive reviews about it. I mean, I guess it's all up to excuse me, it's all open to interpretation, basically, is what it comes down to. I mean, what viewpoint you're looking at. I mean, you want to preserve the city, but some people are saying, did we really need to do a downtown right now? I mean, downtown looked pretty good to me beforehand, and other people are like, yeah, it's good. I mean, you're growing. You got to keep growing. So, yeah, like I said, it's pretty much all open to interpretation on how you see things.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that is a rebrand. It's part of the marketing strategy behind that for the businesses is this rebrand. Have you seen the logos? Have you seen what's going on? What do you think? Where are we at on the rebrand?
Yeah, I watched Mayor Reeves' announcement where he came out with the rebrand. It's a neat rebrand. I like that they're factoring in so many local things like Graffiti Bridge, the 12th Avenue tree tunnel, you know, those types of things where locals can really get that feel for it. I saw the graphics. I really like the tie-in to Five Flags and the Blue Angels logo that's in there, too. So
Five Flags, bringing it back some.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had Five Flags in a while.
I'm kind of more of a traditionalist. I mean, I guess to me, I started coming here probably about 15 years ago when I started dating my wife, and the Pensacola Beach sign is always going to be, you know, the tradition of me. I mean, when I think of Pensacola, the Pensacola Beach sign is the first thing that's always going to pop in my mind.
Yeah, historic.
The beach ball, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Right, yeah. And it's true. We have so many iconic things in Pensacola that make us who we are. I didn't even think about the tree tunnel. I know it's on the logo things. I was like, I never really thought about the tree tunnel on 12th Avenue being an iconic piece of Pensacola. I think that's what got me a little bit going, oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah, that. Oh, yeah, that. So it's really neat. So, another big, you know, big news thing right now. In fact, in 10 minutes, we're going to kick off this meeting with the county and talk about the Bay Center. Have y'all had a chance to look at that at all or see what they're thinking about in the downtown area? And what are you thinking?
I mean, I'll say I think it's a great idea, to be honest with you. I mean, the Bay Center can be a lot more. But also, I think at the same time, you're also going to have to deal with parking down there. And everything. I mean, basically, parking is a nightmare down there. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's true. It really is.
And it's dangerous if you think about it, going across the streets and everything. So, I mean, it's great they're doing that, but are they addressing the parking situation? I really think is a big question.
Yeah, and attending so many graduations there, I mean, this is a staple, the Bay Center is, for anybody that's been around long enough. I still mess up and call it the Civic Center sometimes.
Yes, I do. I do as well.
Yeah. So, it's an iconic landmark for us here. So many events have come through there over the years. So I think if you can put the money into it to upgrade some things and make it ready for the next, you know, 5 or 10 years, I think it's a great project.
I just think one of the main questions is, what are they going to do with the hotel next to it? I mean, I mean, I think that's the elephant in the room, or whatever it is. I mean, what are they going to do with the hotel? Because if they don't do anything with that hotel, and it's, I mean, I don't even know if they just tear down the hotel because leave the historic train station, you know?
Right.
I mean, but something's got to be done there.
Well, and the tricky thing, I was talking with, at our Rotary Club, I was talking with Dr. Judy Bentz about that because Dr. Bentz is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the Pensacola history here. And as you well know, University of West Florida, but I said, do we have any idea of, like, is there a way to protect it? And she says, it is listed in the National Historic Registry, but that doesn't mean nothing. She said, someone could come in there and bulldoze the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I thought, man, what an absolute, what a travesty that would be if that was the case. But we do have to have progress, but we also have to look at the cost of that progress. Property tax reform, big to-do item on the agenda for the state of Florida. What do you think? Give me a prediction. What are we going to see by the end of the legislative session on property taxes?
Well, I'll say this. Property taxes do need to be reformed, but I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater, basically. I don't think total doing away with property taxes is going to solve anything. I think it will create a lot more problems. And I actually was talking about this in Rotary yesterday with another individual. If we did away with totally away with property taxes, I think you're going to see a lot of the smaller counties get eaten up by the bigger counties. They're going to have to consolidate because they're not going to be able to have, especially when you don't have it. I mean, the services, they're going to have to come on, and then you're going to put that burden on the bigger cities. So you're growing the cities. So I'm for some type of reform. I think it is ridiculous. I mean, I pay over $10,000 a year in property taxes. I think you shouldn't have to do, there should be some type of reform, but I don't know if doing away with property tax in total is the right solution.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, I agree. I think when people see it, they're like, oh man, I don't have to pay property taxes anymore. This is going to be fantastic. But they're factoring in very short-sighted view, right? Of, well, what do my property taxes pay for? Right. And so then they don't realize the services that they would lose, everything that would happen. I mean, there had to be some major shifts in how our areas run if that happens.
Yeah, I think it would just lead to, like I said, a lot of consolidation.
Yeah. And you said you worked in evictions specifically. Yeah. So looking at some of the proposals that are coming out in the House, and I think Gates has one with the for the mother-in-law. I forget what they call it. A building basically you can put on your property and allow people to live in that property. And I believe it's rental, but it has to be at least 1 month rental. It can't be short-term stuff.
It's like the mother-in-law suite.
Yeah, right, exactly. And there's kind of a protection for that. What, as we look at property and affordable housing, which is this huge need across not only the Florida area, as we're definitely more affordable than some places, but the more people move in, the less affordable we get. How do we address affordability? What's going on there that we can help out with?
We do HUDs and I do evictions and I was amazed with, you know, I did criminal defense before I did evictions. So I was amazed when I started learning about this is that the Public Housing Authority probably has 1,000 people waiting list right now.
Wow.
The last time. I mean, I don't want to quote that number, but it's a long list because I talked to one of the area managers and they were telling me how long it is and everything. I mean, they're doing the best they can, but you know, at the same time, I mean, we do have a housing crisis here. I mean, property values are sky high. I mean, a person who's making $50,000 or $60,000, they can't afford a house. They're going to have to pay rent. And how much is rent? $2,000.
Right.
I mean, a double wide, I was amazed that I learned yesterday because I did an eviction with a trailer. A double wide was going for $2,000 a month.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think, Gary?
And I know that on campus, our dorms are always, every semester, we're 99%, 100% capacity every single time. So we have kids coming to the area to stay on campus and all the surrounding apartment buildings, that sort of thing. But yeah, I think just with the salaries of the people in the region have not grown mm-hmm. as fast as the cost, right?
Because I agree.
You look at this now, like you said, you're making $50,000, $60,000. And yeah, you moved there and you're like, I'm going to get an apartment. And for some of the people that have never gotten an apartment before, you don't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, your first and last months, your deposit, everything. So now to move into a $2,000 a month apartment, you got to pay like $6,000 up front.
Right.
Even more.
Yeah. And that's some of the hurdles that are coming. My daughter, senior at University of West Florida. Right. We are both graduates. My wife and I both at University of West Florida. Love the school. Love what's going on there. But she's at the place now where I'm like, okay, the moment that you get a full-time job, you out, like,
right.
You got to do that, right? So you know, it's we have to start navigating this with her and helping her figure that out as a single, you know, person. And it's difficult. I mean, on a one income, like you said, $50,000-$60,000 a year, how are you going to be able to afford to try to buy a house at this moment in time? So we do have affordability issues that are going on. I do think, and Colton Wright, County Commissioner, Santa Rosa County, came through. It's accessory dwelling unit. That's the term. Right. I did have someone ask, what is the criteria for being able to get into Pensacola City public housing? Is there a website they can go to for that?
Yeah, they can go to the public housing website, but it's basically HUD housing, and they'd go online and everything. But pretty much you can go to the website, I'm pretty sure, and see that, and go there and see that. And just one of the things, you know, I wanted to point out, if I can give a shameless plug for Legal Services of North Florida, is that one of the things we're doing right now is we've come up with a program, and it's basically the basics of rent. And we're hopefully going to be able to go into the school system, their financial literacy class, and at least for seniors, teach them the basics of rent. Because they go in, they don't understand about security deposits, they don't understand this, they're signing contracts. And most landlords are not, even though you hear they're not slumlords, they're not scumbags,
right.
They're just trying to do the right thing. But there are some out there that'll do that, and then you get all these hidden fees and everything, and they don't understand what to do. So we're trying, hopefully, Legal Services of North Florida, and we've been talking to the school system here, is go in and just these are the basics of rent. You're going to have a rent. This is what you're going to have to do, and hopefully educate.
Yeah, and my son is getting ready to go off to college. He's graduating from high school this year, and so the program that he wants to study is not available locally. So we're going to some of these schools and on tours, and they have freshmen have to live on campus for that first year because there's so many pitfalls to navigate, kind of getting out of the household and trying to figure out how to be an adult and making poor choices. At University of West Florida, is that something that you guys do for freshmen, or how does that work for y'all at the university?
Yeah, I don't know that the freshmen here have to be on campus as some of the others. That's a great question. I know that housing is full, so we do have all of our freshmen here. I know that some of the other schools, Ole Miss, we have a kid at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Now, and same thing. Like you're
mandated. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for joining with us. I appreciate everybody letting me be here today. Pensacola Morning News, 92.3 AM, 1620. Craig Heinzman from Marcus Point Baptist Church signing out. We'll see Andrew McKay on Monday.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf.